Chapter 4 Healing Angels. The warehouse was large. As large as the auditorium we had just left, and as white as a clean room at a research facility. It seemed unusually bright in the building, as though the contents were either preserved or incubated in light. This building holds an inventory of available parts of the human body, Clara said. There were bins upon bins of parts of all colors and sizes. The warehouse workers. Angels in white were working inside. These angels were the size of humans and had no wings. Each wore an armband with the same red cross on it. One of these angels walked over to us. "We're pleased that you have come to visit the parts department, Anne." "How do you know me?" I asked. "We know everyone slated for the gift of healing," he smiled. "You need to know that these are available." He walked with us down the wide center aisle. As I looked at the bins, I wondered what it might be like to have the gift of healing for the remainder of my life. Through the written word, Jesus commands us to heal the sick and raise the dead, but I was not among those through whom he was fulfilling his own command consistently. Healing seemed as general a commission to Christians as "go ye." But many of us saw little of the early church's power to heal physically. I'd always made excuses for others and myself, but secretly, I wondered why. The angel continued, "We're ready here. The Lord has made ample provision. Please enjoy your tour." "We will," Clara said. "Yes," I said somewhat distractedly. He bowed slightly from the waist and stepped backward before returning to his work. The page. There are so many questions I wanted to ask Clara. Suddenly, a piece of paper floated before our eyes and paused in the air. It read, "Please return to the annex." Then it zipped away. "This is sooner than I thought," Clara said. We turned and began to walk toward the door of the warehouse. In hushed tones, I said, "Oh, Clara, this is getting really exciting. I'm going to be able to help these angels. What an honor, what a gift." "Yes," she agreed. "And just think, I might see some of these angels with other people during the revival," I mused. We exited the warehouse and began to cross to the annex. I was reiterating to myself, "To assist angels." Then I addressed Clara again, "Because you angels are so helpful to us, but rarely do we get the opportunity to help you." She gave a wise smile that seemed to indicate that this was not true, but did not want to dampen my enthusiasm. Angels who have their stripes. We enter the annex. Again, a crowd of angels fill the room. A group of angels was on the platform. They wore no armbands, but had red stripes up and down the sleeves of their garment. We stood in the back of the hall. "These angels are those who have their stripes," Clara said. "The Lord assigned them to believers during the last healing revival." "There aren't many of them," I said. Clara sighed, "No, only a few on earth were given the gift of healing in great measure. These believers were meant to train the many. Instead, most of them erected tents and held the gift for themselves. The gift was used, but since they did not train others, it was corrupted. It became a means of enriching themselves personally." She glanced out over the large auditorium and smiled as she continued, "This roomful is only one group of trainees. Others are at other levels of training. Some have their stripes already and are beginning to join those to whom the Lord has assigned them. Many of the redeemed on earth have been in a correspondence course. Most without knowing it, the believer needs to complete the course before he receives the two assigned angels. So everyone is in training right now, aren't they? Is this correspondence course the same that I'll take? Yes, she said. It is study concerning healing in the Word. She then turned her attention to the angels on the platform. There was a great deal of light coming from these angels. One was speaking. The Lord wishes those of us who were used in the last revival to hold a reunion on earth before the beginning of this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You might say that we are bringing closure to that which was. We are being honored by the reunion being the commencement celebration that will usher in the next great move of our God for healing. Another of the veteran angels interjected. We know what your next question will be. When? There was a chuckle of laughter from the trainees. We don't know when, but the Lord has said soon. I whispered to Clara, what beautiful angels. Yes, she said. The former outpouring. Another angel on the platform spoke. That which occurred during the last great outpouring of the Spirit for healing was painful to all of us. They shook their heads sadly, looking at one another. Corruption crept in, another said. Elusive sin by elusive sin. Finally, most had corrupted the gift beyond the recognition of those of us who were serving them. Mankind may be deceived by outward show, another angel said, but we saw all that happened. God is not mocked. They paused a moment. The gravity of that which had occurred was still painful to them. The first angel spoke again. In this coming revival, the gift will be so widespread that the corruption due to pride and power is less likely to occur. To his statement, another angel added, but watch for these. Pride, the lust for power, greed, and sexual lust. It will not be the lesser demons you will need to battle, but demons as strong as you and rabidly determined because time is short, the first angel said. We'll turn the meeting over to Chabura again, he concluded. The angels seated in the auditorium stood before the angels on the platform and blew toward them. I suppose this was some form of standing ovation. Thank you, they smiled. Chabura spoke to them briefly. Then they left the platform. Chabura came to the center of the platform. Remember, these friends will be available to answer questions and assist, not only now, but when the revival begins. The other angels were touching the angels with stripes as the latter walked through the crowd. As they passed, they saw me and acknowledged Clara. The last angel stopped before me. Hello, Anne, he said, touching my right shoulder. He looked into my eyes and then looked at Clara, smiled, and left. Stretch a bit, Chabura said, for Anne has come to be with us. Preparing to teach. Clara began to move us to the front of the auditorium. The angels smiled as we passed. They were moving about and talking among themselves. Chabura was waiting for us on the platform, smiling, following us with his eyes. There you are, Anne, he said effusively. This was very quick, Clara remarked.
She was about to ask you questions. He shook his finger at me, as one would tease a child.
Come over here, he added. I have seats for you both. Sit down and make yourselves comfortable. Then he turned to the auditorium.
All right, take your seats,
he said to those who were talking.
You can talk later.
He gestured toward me.
Anne is here. With us, she has graciously accepted an invitation to answer any questions you might have concerning her or humans in general.
I tugged at Chabura's robe. I don't know everything, I whispered to him. Everyone laughed. He smiled.
We know you don't know everything. We don't either. So we're all in good company.
I'll just step back over here and let you begin. Teaching the Angels. I did not know how I expected the meeting to be conducted, but I certainly did not expect to be handed the floor. I was stiff as I began.
In the first place,
it is such a blessing for me to be able to assist you. I did not know where to start. So I just jumped in.
Well, most people on Earth do not believe in divine healing.
A mumble ran through the auditorium. I continued.
Even those who are saved have difficult time believing.
There was a very loud reaction. The amazement was such that I looked at Chabura. He urged me to proceed.
Even those who have seen divine healing have difficulty believing all the time.
There was general loud alarm throughout the auditorium.
Hold it down,
Chabura said. Then to me he said, why don't you suggest that they ask you questions?
Would you like to ask questions?
I asked rather meekly. Angelic questions. An angel rose from his seat and spoke loudly.
Don't they believe the word?
The unbelievers don't, of course.
Some believers do, but many believers really do not.
There was a stunned silence in the auditorium. I looked at Chabura. Give them time, Anne, he said. They're shocked.
Some believers, you see, think that parts of the Bible do not apply today. The certain sections were for long ago, I said.
An angel near the platform said in a normal voice that carried because of the silence.
But the word says that the eternal is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Why would they consider the word apart from him? He is the word.
There was great general agreement among the angels.
Well, I shrugged and laughed. They do. Do you? Another asked. I believe in healing. And I believe that the Lord promises health and that he has paid for healing for believers. But I do not understand it.
It is a covenant promise, another angel said. Rising from his seat.
By his stripes, he has knit you back, or mended, or joined you again to him who is divine health. It is sure.
But often people are sick, I said. Another angel rose.
It is a covenant promise, as has been said. One needs to abide in Christ. Of course, if a person deliberately abuses his earthly vessel, another said, forgiveness needs to be absolute.
Another added without standing,
break the knitting together with Christ and some sort of illness will occur. As night falls day,
they all said. You could tell they were members of a class. They all laughed. I interjected,
but most people who will receive this gift
will not be abiding by the covenantal agreements won by Jesus. How can this be?
Grace. Again, they all laughed, responding in unison.
Grace!
Chabura explained. There is coming an outpouring of grace as the Holy Spirit moves in power in the coming revival.
As he spoke to me, he added, are you tiring, Anne?
Yes, this is all so much, I chuckled wistfully.
Students, Chabura said, that is enough for today. Let's stand and give Anne a big hand.
The angel stood and cheered as they clapped.
All right, he said. Settle down. You're dismissed.
He turned to me.
Thank you, Anne. That was wonderful. These students thought they could not be shocked again. Why didn't they blow toward me as they did toward the angels who were here before me, I asked.
He gave a mighty laugh. It might have killed you, he said.
They were passing the breath of God to them. That's the highest compliment they could pay the angels who were lecturing. The angels, being spirit as they are, could receive it. They breathed it in. The breath was as food to them. Although you are in spirit here, some experiences would be beyond your capacity at present.
He put one hand behind Clara and one hand behind me as we started toward the steps to leave. I could tell he was strengthening me as we walked. At the bottom of the steps stood two blonde, rather nervous-looking angels, the twins.
Chabura, one said, we'd like to meet Anne.
Of course, he said with great understanding, almost tenderly. Anne, these are the angels whom the Lord has assigned to you for the revival. These angels look 7 feet tall, young, 18 to 20 years old. They appeared identical.
You look like twins, I said.
Yes, the other said, I'm Rafa, and he's Rafa Shanah. Rafa Shanah said, thank you for sharing with us. We need as much understanding as possible before we are on the job.
Thank you for saying that, I said. I became tired, and Chabura felt that was enough.
It was most helpful.
I'll be taking classes. Maybe we could talk more then, I added.
They looked at Chabura. He nodded yes. They smiled broadly.
We'll talk more then.
You students are going to miss your next class if you don't hurry, Chabura said to them.
Very well, they smiled.
We'll see you later,
and ran off.
I'm staying here, Clara, Chabura said. And thank you, Anne. That was most helpful. Now don't forget, we'll send a page to you when class is to begin.
I'll be ready, I said as I hugged him.
I had never hugged an angel. They do not feel exactly the same as flesh and blood on earth. Not as solid, I suppose, is the best way to express it, but substantial.
See you later, Clara, he said.
Yes, she replied.
Goodbye, we both said, and we started to walk away from the platform. Suddenly, we were at the back of the auditorium and exiting the doors. By stepping onto the path, we were quickly quite a distance from the two buildings.
He comes.
Immediately ahead of us on the path was a burning light. Hundreds of spirits surrounded this brilliance, darting in and lifting out like eagles catching heat currents. They were flying with the light as if escorting it. So bright was this great light that it reduced the spirits to silver outlines of themselves in its radiance. It reminded me of the figures passing in front of bright headlights on a dark night, although there were no surrounding darkness. Everything paled that was near this intense brightness.
Clara spoke to me.
He is coming.
He comes for you, Anne. Both of our faces were catching the glow of his radiance. My heart leaped within me. Yet a peace settled over me like warm oil. Clara continued. We will be with one another later. All your attention needs to be given to him now. She smiled toward the light and vanished.